Daf Samach Dalet. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara was finding different scenarios whereby we needed an extra pasuk to tell me that Mechusar Zman is pasul for the Yisrael Meshalech. Because we said we don't need a pasuk. The pasuk in the Gemara already tells us that the Gara is only Koveya on that which is Roy Lashem. So since both Shnei Seirim have to theoretically be Roy for Lashem, so Mechusar Zman, an animal that's under 8 days old, certainly is disqualified. So why do we have to have a separate drush of Lashem to exclude a case of Mechusar Zman of Sar Lazazel? So Gemara had suggested different examples. The last example we had said, Ravina said, if the Sar Meshalech became a Baal Mum, and you Mechal onto another animal, so that other animal also has to be Einu Mechusar Zman. So now the last to answer, the Gemara on the top of Samach Dalet, quote the following suggestion. Rav Ha'amar, Kigon Shehaya Lo Chola Besoch Beso, V'Shachar Imo V'Yom HaKippur. So what is that talking about? The person who's someone ill in the house is shechted from Yom Kippur. What does that have to do with Mechusar Zman? So there's another type of Mechusar Zman. The classic case is a animal under the 8 days. But there's another Mechusar Zman which is Osu Es Beno. Osu Es Beno is you're not allowed to shecht the mother and its child on the very same day. Until the day passes, until 24 hours pass, then you'd be allowed to. So that's Mechusar Zman because you're waiting for the Zman to pass. So there's a different type of Mechusar Zman that's being excluded from this pasuk. So just look at Rashi to explain this. The very top Rashi in Samach Dalet Amun Aleph, Rashi says, Rava Amar, Mechusar Zman de'itzrich kral l'soyim ha-shalech. That pasuk that's saying Mechusar Zman is disqualified for siyam ha-shalech is kigon shahaya lo lemisha mochin letzibur. The one who had, you know, the farmer who had all the cows or the sheep or the goats in this case, he was selling to the tzibur, and there was a chola besoch beso. So this farmer had a relative, a family member that was sick, and it was Yom Kippur. The din is, if someone's pekuach nefesh, he needs to eat, shemutah lechal alav Yom HaKippur, you could shecht a goat if needed, to feed the ill. V'shachet es imo shel sari. It turns out, he shechted the mother goat of the Siyam HaShaleach that was supposed to be sent out off the cliff. A wild case, but either way, shenaseh Mechusar Zman. So now the Siyam HaShaleach becomes Mechusar Zman because it cannot be shechted until the next day. So Mechusar Zman mishum oses beno la'acha shehigril olav. So that's the Mechusar Zman that we're referring to. And that is a puzzle. And that you have to bring a replacement Siyam HaShaleach. So I'm going to ask a question. Perhaps you're thinking about this. V'chi agavna, two lines down. V'chi agavna mi aser? Is it aser? The issue of oses beno is you can't shecht two animals, the mother and the child, the same day. You can't shecht the mother and the child that same day. But here, you're not shechting the Siyam HaShaleach. You're sending it off the cliff. That's not the shechita. The issue is only shechita. V'chi agavna mi aser? Lo tishchetu amar Rachman. The Torah says, don't do shechita. V'ha lav shechita. This is not called shechita, throwing the Siyam HaShaleach off the cliff. So Gemara says, it's a big chiddush. Ha'amri b'marav, they said in the West, they said in Eretz Yisrael, they explained, d'chiyaso latzuk zuhi shechitaso. Pushing the animal, pushing the Siyam HaShaleach off the cliff, that's the equivalent of a shechita, and that would be subject to the Isser of Oses Beno. It's a big chiddush, the Gemara says it, it's brought down in Halacha, and we clearly see from this that the definition of shechita, at least lagabe Oses Beno, is expanded not by shechita per se, but any type of death. Whenever the Torah tells me you have to kill the animal in this way, so by a chulin animal, the way you kill the animal is by shechita, and by Siyam HaShaleach, the way you kill the animal is through a dechiyas, so off the tzuk, that's the equivalent of shechita, and it would be subject to the Isser of Oses Beno, which again is the second category of that which is Mechusar Zman. So now the Gemara says, five lines down, the two dots, quotes from our Mishnah. We said that if one of the animals die, you already do the Hagrala, this one's Sar Lashem, this one's Sar Lazazel, so Im Shel Shem Mace, if the Sar Lashem dies, so Zesh Allah Allah, you have to do another Goral, and the one that gets the Shem is the replacement, and the extra Sar Lazazel, you have two Azazels, so one you just use, and the other one goes out to graze in the field. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav. Rav says, so now we're commenting on the second scenario in the Mishnah, in the situation whereby the Sar Lazazel died, and then you have to do another Goral, so you have the replacement Sar Lazazel, and now you have an extra Sar Lashem. So one of the Sar Lashems is used for the Shechita, the other one has to go and the other one dies. So the Gemara says, so which is which? So the other one, rather, is you let it graze. So now the question is, are we using the initial Sar Lashem and the second one is let graze, or are we using the new Sar Lashem and the original one is the one we let graze? That's the Shiloh. And the Gemara says, it's machlokes between Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, which Sar Lashem is used, the first one or the second one. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav. The second one of the first Rishon, the first Zug, meaning the initial Sal Rishon is the one that's Yikrav as a carbon, and Sheni Shebasug, Sheni Yira, and the new Sal Hashem, that's the one we let graze. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Sheni Shebasug Rishon Yira. The second one from the original one, the original Sal Hashem is Yira, and the Sheni Shebasug Zug Sheni, and the new Hagala, that new Sal Hashem is the one that's used, Yikrav. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? B'maika Miflagi, what's the Machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you use the first one, the original one, or the second one? So Rav Savar, Balei Chaim Einam Nidochin. The din is that when a Bal Chaim, an animal, that's roi for carbon, and then it's a Nidche, there's a moment in time where it's not fit. So in this case, you had Shnei Se'irim. The Sar L'Azazel dies. So you can't go ahead with the Sar L'Hashem until you find the replacement. So right now, this Sar L'Hashem is Nidche, it's pushed off, it's not roi. So he says, we don't view it as nidchay, it's not viewed as a puzzle, and you're still allowed to use the original one. That's his klal. Or Rabbi Yochanan Asavar, no, balechayim are nidachin, they are nidchay. And the moment the Sar L'Azazel dies, so the Sar L'Hashem loses its partner. It's nidchay, you can't use it, it becomes disqualified, even though you find the partner for it later. Once it's nidchay forever, so Rav therefore says you have to use the new Sar L'Hashem from the new go-round. So that's machlokas, whether Balei Chaim nitchem or eino nitchem. So my time with the Rav. So what's the reason? Why does Rav hold this way? Why does he hold Balei Chaim eino nidachim? So my time with the Rav, Rav holds the Yalef mimuchusir zman. He learns his reasoning from mechusir zman. An animal that's only 5 days old, let's say. So mechusir zman, lav afagav the hashir lochazi. Right now, at 5 days old, the animal isn't roy, it's and kihadar michzi, but when it becomes roy a few days later, after 8 days pass, it's shaper dami, it's kiyam michzi shaper dami. Now it's roy, we don't say nidchen, we say eno nidchen. Sachanami, here as well, even though currently the Sar L'Hashem lost its partner and it's not usable, we don't say nidchen, we're able to still use it. Hachanami loshna. So we see from the mechusir zman as a model that Balei Chaim eno nidachen. So Gemara says, how could you compare the case of mechusir zman to this case of the Sar L'Hashem losing its partner? Mi dami, could these two cases be compared? Hasim over there by the mechusir zman lost chazei klal. It wasn't even on the radar. You can't call something nidchen if it's not roy. An animal that's not born, for example, that's not nidchen. It's not in the world. So an animal that's 5 days old, it's not nidchen either because it's not roy. It's not on the radar yet. That's not called nidcha. So here, but hacha here, the animal, the Sar L'Hashem, when it had its partner, the Sar L'Azazel, it was nira, and then it got pushed off in nidcha. So nidcha could only be applied once it was nearer once, near for nidcha, but mechusir zman was never near in the first place. So of course mechusir zman is not called nidcha. Don't use that as a model. So Gemara says, you're right. That's not the basis. Everybody agrees mechusir zman is roi, nothing to do with nidcha at all. What's the basis for Rav? How he knows that Balei Chaim einu nidachin. Ella, hainu time, and the reason is the Rav, the yalef mi bal mum over. Bal mum over, the two types of bal mum. These two categories, I should say. Bal mum kavua, which is a mum that's kavua and will never change. An animal born with five legs or three legs, that's a bal mum that's kavua. Bal mum over is a mum that's developed on an animal, but over time it might go away. It's over, it comes and goes. So the Gemara then says, a bal mum over, that lav, afagav, de lochazi, right now, when it has this bal mum over, this temporary mum, it's not chazi right now, it's nidche right now, hashta. Ki hader mechse, but when it's roi, when the bal mum over goes away, shaper dami, you're allowed to use it. So we see, even though it's nidcha, while it has the bal mum over, it's nidcha venir, it goes back. So to hachanami loshna, we don't say nidchen by Balei Chaim across the board, using the bal mum over as a model. So hasem minal, and how do you know that a bal mum over is not nidchen animal? What's the basis for this? The chsivit says in the pasuk in Parshas Emor, ki mashchasem bahem mum bum, when it's there's a mum on the animal, mum bum hu de la yiratsu, only if the mum is mamish bum on it, is it la yiratsu. However, but if the mum passes, yiratsu, it's allowed. So it's based on the gzeres hakasuv that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to this. This is the basis, that a ba'al mum over does not nitcha the animal. But such, so just like that's the case by a ba'al mum over, so too says Rav, when a Sar L'Hashem loses its partner Sar L'Azazel, it could be rehabilitated by finding a new partner for that original Sar L'Hashem. So what's Rabbi Yochanan going to respond? He agrees to this din by a Baal Mum over. He doesn't use this as a model, though. So Rabbi Yochanan responds back, and he says that Miyat Rachmana Behem, it says, Behem, Heimhu Dechi Aver Mumam Yiratsu, only by Baal Mum. There's a special, there's a chiddush, only by a Baal Mum Over is this true if it passes. But the implication is all other cases of Nidchin, all other types of Dechuyin, like when the Sar Lashem loses its partner, the Sar Lazazel, Hov Nidchu, it gets pushed off. So this is not a model for Rabbi Yochanan, this is an exception for Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the Machlokas. So Rav says, no, Hahu Bahem, when it says Bahem, which sounds like it's only by the Bamum, Bahem, only by this, is it didn't true? That's talking about a different mute. It's not being ma'ayet other dechuyin. It's being ma'ayet a specific din. What's Behem coming to tell me? Behem benayu hu dilemaratsu. The only time a baal mum is not roi when it's be'en. If you have an animal that has a baal mum, you can't bring that as an animal, as a carbon. But let's say it gets mixed up. Let's say you shecht a number of animals, and you like 20 heads of animals, and one of the cows came from a baal mum, but you don't know which one it is. It's all de taroves. Then you'd actually be allowed to go ahead and bring a carbon. So that's what he says here. Nothing to do with another type of dichui. The din of Bahem means, when can you not bring a Baal Mum when it's Bahem, when it's Be'en, when it's the only animal, but when it's in Aide Tarovis, says the Gemara, then you'd be allowed to bring the carbon, as the Gemara says, Ha, Aide Tarovis, Merav, so you can bring a carbon. So we're about to bring a Machlokas Tanaimir. Rav assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer in this Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us from Masech HaZvachim, Evarm Tumimim, Bevarm Bali Mumim. Let's say somehow the Kohanim mixed up limbs from a tumim animal and limbs from a mumim. The din is that Rabbi Elazar Omer im karv harosh shel echamim. Let's say accidentally they were makriv the rosh of one animal. So we assume, Rashi explains, we assume that that animal was most likely the animal that came from the baal mum, and the rest are all tumim. So the din is yikrivu kol haroshin kulam. You can be makriv all the other heads of these cows. You could assume they came from the tumim animals. Or let's say krov shel echamim, you brought the legs of the one of the animals. You can assume that must have been the baal mum that was mixed together. And yakrivu kol krum, and bringing the other legs, cool, and they're all allowed. That's all Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains here. Rashi says im karv harosh shel echamim. So again, what happened was you had a whole pile of heads of a carbon ola, different carbonos ola, and somehow the head of a baal mum got mixed together. You don't know which one is which. So im says Rashi, im karv harosh shel echamim. If you're makriv one of the heads, kodem shehir gishu b'davar, until you realize that one of the baal mum got mixed together. Lichachilu, you can't do this. But b'dieved, you're like, oh, whoops, I forgot a baal mum was mixed together. Once that has happened, so the Mishnah, Rashi says further, yakrivu kol haroshin kulan, you could bring the heads of all the other animals, v'tolin ha'iser, you could say that the iser, you could say it's the tola on v'osa shakarv kfar. You say, must be, the one I read was Makriva, that must have been the Baal Mum. V'talila lakula, you could assume lakula. Why? Deholvinis arvu, since there's a tarovas here of tamim and mumim, ein kansavik iser daraisa l'chumra, l'meza l'chumra. We don't say, isn't this a suffix iser daraisa? Ti makriv Baal Mum, that's an iser daraisa. So now, shouldn't you say, if I have a mixture, tarovas, isn't that a suffix iser daraisa now? How can I go ahead? Every head is possibly the baal mum, which is the raisa. Why don't we say that? So says Rashi, the lo his hira Torah alein ela kishen ba'atzman. The only time there's an iser to be makriv baal mum is when it's be'en, when it's only one animal, when there's no tiroves. Shenem mar behem. That's what the pasuk says. Behem ki mashchasim behem mum bam ki esnayu be'enayu. Is there an iser deraisa? But when it's aide tiroves, the Torah says there's no iser deraisa. That's actually allowed. So since it's only an iser midirabanan at that point, you could be tolan and say the one you brought was likely the mum, even though statistically it doesn't make sense. But since it's a derbanan at that point, once it's aide tiroves, you could go ahead be makiv all the other heads, all the other legs, and that's how Rav learns the drasha behem like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Nothing at all. Exactly. So now, just to finish this Mishnah, the Mishnah of Chachamim Omrim, they argue in Rabbi Eliezer. They say, not true at all. Afilu karvan kulan, even if let's say there are 20 heads, and you're mocked with 19 of the heads, and there's one that remained, even that last one, chutz mi'echamem, yatsa beis ha'shreifa, you must burn it, because there still is a possibility, that is the head that came from the baal mum. We don't play games here. Chachamim felt it is an iser midiraisa. So Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim argue, is a baal mum, aide terovis, an iser safik deraisa, or is it safik Dirabanan. Rav assumed like Rabbi Eliezer, that's only a suffix midirabanan, because behem means only when it's be'en is there an iser midiraisa of being makir ba'amum by de tarobes, there's only an iser midirabanan. So that's how Rav assumed, and therefore the word behem is not excluding other dechuyim. Behem is only excluding a tarobes, but other dechuyim would have the same exact din as a ba'amum over itself. That's not nidche, so that's why Rav holds ba'al chayim einan nidachin. So then the Gemara says back, ve'idach, how does Rabbi Yochanan learn this halacha that Aide Tarovis is only an Isser Midirabanam? V'idach nafkle mi bum behem. The words bum and behem, those words tell me this double lashon, and idach bum behem lo darish. He does not make this drasha of that extra letter of the hay. Fine. So now the Gemara says, l'Rav. So we have this machlokas again. Rav holds that you use the sheni shebe rezug rishon. In other words, you use the original one. It's not nidachin. The original one is what's used. And the second one is extra. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the original one is nidche, and you use the second one. That's one that's nikra. So now the Gemara says, okay, l'Rav, who says you use the original sar l'Hashem, nehi nami de ba'al chayim einu nidachin. Okay, granted. We already proved that ba'al chayim einu nidachin. That first sar l'Hashem, it's still ra'i for a carbon. But the truth is, the second one's also roi now. You have two animals that are both roi. There's no nidachin anymore. So you should really say, ibai hai nakriv, ibai hai nakriv. You should have the option which one to use. Why are we saying dafka use the first one? What we're saying is the first one is a nidche, but the second one's not nidche either. So why not give the option to use the first one or the second one? So Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rav Savarla Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Yossi. We saw Rabbi Yossi again a few days ago. Rabbi Yossi teaches us that Amar Mitzvah Birisham. It's always best to use the first one, and since the original one's not nidcha, use the first one over the second one. So, hey, Rabbi Yossi, where do we find that Rabbi Yossi holds that there's a mitzvah to use the rishon, the first one? Ename, if it's Rabbi Yossi, the kupos, the Mishnah Masechah Shkalim, where you have the different boxes collecting the shkalim. The Tzana, the Mishnah says shalosh kupos, shalosh, 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 shalim. There are three boxes, each of which had three volumes of shkalim. Shebehen tormin es alishcha, they're used to fund the different karbanos in the base of Migdash. V'kosva lehem alef beis gimel, there's a numbered, 1, 2, and 3. V'tanya amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Lama kasev aleim alav beis gimel." Why do we have to number them? Leida eiz mehem nisrama rishon. Which one was completed first? Lahavi heimana rishon. Because shemitzah berishon. Why do we have to know? Because they filled up aleph before they moved to beis, before they moved to gimel. So we wanted to know those who are zariz who filled up box aleph were going to use those funds to fund the carbon seaboard before beis and gimel. That's why, because mitzvah berishon. So that's the source, that's the basis that we find that Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah berishon. The Gemara says, no, that's not a riot. That's a different case. You know why we have mitzvah berishon by the shkalim? Dilma shiny hasa, maybe by shkalim is different. I mean, on the box bays, the box gimel, were locked. You couldn't use it until you finished aleph. So it wasn't an option of aleph versus bays or aleph versus gimel. Aleph was the only one that was available. But here, our case, you have the first sire and the second sire. Both of them are viable options. That's not comparable. By the, again, the shkalim, aleph was the only one that's available. It was filled up. It wasn't like a competition between aleph and bays. Bays and gimel were put away somewhere. But here, when now both are viable options, maybe in this case you should say, maybe either one should be good enough. You shouldn't apply the din of a mitzvah berishon. So where do we find that Rabbi Yossi would say mitzvah berishon even when both are viable options? So the Gemara says, Ella, we are last three lines of the Amud here, Ella Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. What's the case of Pesach? So the Gemara explains, Hamafrish Pesach Bischa. A guy mafrish his carbon Pesach. He sets aside a sheep for his carbon Pesach. The Ovid, he loses it. The Hifrish Acher Tachtav, he finds a replacement for it now. Then he finds the original one, so now he's got two karbanos, or two sheep, that are both roi for the Karban Pesach, but of course he only brings one Karban Pesach. Haresh Neim Omdim, both of them are standing in front of him, both of them are roi. Eizemem Sheyirtza Yakriv Divrei Chachamim. Chacham holds, he has the option, both are very good. You could choose the first one or the second one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mitzvah Barishon. Here, where they're both viable options, he still says, fall back on the original one, here too as well, by the Sar Lashem, although both of them are viable, both the first and the second Sar Lashem, you should fall back on the Mitzvah Rishon, unless the one exception is, says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis here, Im Hayah Hasheni mufchar mimenu yivienu. Unless the second one's more mufchar, so the quality is better, it's a bigger, it's a fatter animal, then you choose the second one. Outside of that, everything else being equal, then you fall back on the first one, the mitzvah b'birishon, so too by the case of the shnei se'irim l'Hashem, you fall back on the first one. So now the Gemara says, we have this machlokas still, Rava again holds you use the original tzar l'Hashem, Rav Yochanan says you use the second tzar l'Hashem. So Amar Rava, Rava points out, Deka masnisin kevase de Rav. Our Mishnah seems more accurate, like Rav, that you use the original Sar Lashem. Ubraisa kevase de Rav Yochanan. The Braisa is more like Rav Yochanan that you use the second one. How do we see this? Masnisin kevase de Rav. The Mishnah that supports Rav. The Katani it says in the Mishnah, Im shel shem meis. If the shel shem Hashem meis, that one dies. Zesh Allah alav hagoral l'shem yiskayim tachtav. So the goral is used to replace the Lashem. The implication is only for Lashem is the goral reused, but the initial one is not. But the goral is not used to create the Sar Lazazel. The idach kidekai kai. But the Sar Lazazel, we use the original one. Meaning the goral is only creating the Sar Lashem, but it's not creating the Sar Lazazel. We fall back on the original one. That's like Rav by Chaim Einu Nidach. So that's how our Mishnah seems to support Shitas Rav. Braisak kavase the Rabbi Yochanan that we actually use the second one. How do we see that in the Braisa? The Katani Sheni Eina Yode Im Sheni Shebezug Rishon Im Sheni Shebezug Sheni. When it says you're supposed to use the second sire, is it referring to the second sire of the original pair or the second sire of the new pair? So the Gemara says Shkishu Omer Yamod Chai V'lo Shechaveiro Meis. The Joshua is the one that stands alive now, and not that its partner, the original one that's partner, died. Which sounds like you use the new one. My mashma, Yamur Chai v'lo shekvar aman. Meaning Yamur Chai means you have a brand new one, not the original pair, but you're using the second one of the second pair. Look at Rashi to explain a little bit further. This drasha, it's not such a clean drasha. So Rashi says the first narrow line down, Yamur Chai v'lo shekvar aman. Not the one that already stood beforehand and lost its partner. V'nitcha ayde misas chaveiro and was pushed off because its partner died. V'achshav hu balachshav lamo. Now we're trying to rehabilitate. Have it yamod chai a second time. That we don't actually do. Why? Because the pasuk says yamod chai. It should stand amida achas v'lo shtei amidos. But the one that stood originally, it lost its partner. Now it's pushed off, and we're trying to rehabilitate. That's shtei amidos. That's two standings. That's not part of the joshua. We need one that's only yamod chai one time. So this is the raya that we use the second one, not the original one, like Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, our Mishnah seems to support Rabbi Yochanan as well. The Mishnah says, it's not. The Ode, our Mishnah, if you remember from a couple days ago, it says, Ode Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's say Nishpach Adam. Let's say you have the Sar Lashem, you shechted it, and you spill the blood of the Sar Lashem. The Din Rabbi Yehuda says, Yomus HaMishaleach, you have to have that Mishaleach, its partner, die. And you need to get a new Sar Lashem and a new Sar Lazazel. Let's say Meis HaMishalech, let's say the Sar Lazazel dies, so then Yishpach Adam, you have to pour the blood. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're both Nidchin. You have to use the new couple, the new pair from the Hagrala, both the Lashem and Lazazel. So Bishvul Rabbi Yochanan, this all makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan, Damar, Bal Chaim Nidchin, that the animals are pushed off. Mishim Hachi Yamas Mishalech. That's why when you spill the blood of the Sar Lashem, the Sar Mishalech also must die because it's Nidchin. So this seems to be very clear, like Rabbi Yochanan. Ella l'Rav, Damar Bal Chaim Eino Nidachin, that they're not pushed off. Amai Yamas Mishalech. Why do you push off the Mishalech? Doesn't he hold Bal Chaim Eino Nidachin, and therefore you should be able to use that original Sar Mishalech? So the Gemara says you're right. Amar L'cha Rav. Rav says Aliba Rabbi Yehuda Loka Amina. In the world of Rabbi Yehuda, I never said my din. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds by Chaim Nidchen. No one rejects it. He holds the partner must die. You need to do a whole new goral for both Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel. My whole discussion was only Ki Amina Aliba the Rabban in the Tanakama's world. This is only Ode on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's world. But the Tanakama, that's where I debate Rabbi Yochanan. Do we say you use the original Sar Lashem and the original Sar Lashelech, or do you use the second one? That's where our debate is. But within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Achanami, everybody agrees by Chaim Nidchen. So then the Gemara says further, Bishma, now I understand, according to Rav, this makes more sense. B'ha pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. That's goof for the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. They argue whether you say by Chaim Nidchen or by Chaim Ein Nidachin. Rabbi Yehuda says nidchen, and therefore you have to do a brand new goral. And Chachamim hold, the Tanakham holds that they're not nidchen, and you're able to use the original one. That's the machlokus. But Ela Rabbi Yochanan, by my plegi, what's the machlokus? Rabbi Yochanan holds as follows. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds by Chaim nidchen. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that Tanna Kamma believes by Chaim nidchen. So they're saying the same exact thing, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanna Kamma. What's the machlokus according to Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Ha'amar, we already said above, Deka Masis and Kavasa the Rav. The Mishnah is more like Rav, you're right. It does not support Rabbi Yochanan. We already told you before, the Mishnah, although the Braisa is like Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is more accurate according to Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan does not have a good way to explain what is the machlokas between Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. They seem to be saying the same exact thing according to Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it's more supporting the Shita of Rav. Now this next piece, we're going to go into next daf a little bit. It's a little bit confusing. I'm going to try to oversimplify this. We can go through the Rashi. Rashi is a little bit involved. I don't know if it's necessary. If you want the proper background and context, you go through Rashi. We'll see if it makes sense without the Rashi right now, just to oversimplify, to get the point and have it run smoothly. So now the Mishnah says as follows. Tanan. She'ein chatas tzibur mesa. So the din is, the chatas tzibur does not die. That's the klal we know. That according to Chachamim, the extra sari that you have, it goes to grace. You don't let it die. Because it was a chatas tzibur. A chatas tzibur ain't a mesa. Now, the implication is, if it was a parallel case, but a yachid, the same exact case, but a yachid, the din would, chadas yachid would die. So, ha, the yachid, kiai gavna, mesa. If it was a yachid, the same exact circumstance, so then the din would, the yachid would die. So we have to figure out what is the model of the same exact circumstance. So now, according to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be different models. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, you use the second animal. So the first animal you don't use, it's as if the first animal was lost, because you can't use it anymore, and you're having a replacement now. That's his comparison. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. And now Rav holds, no, you're actually using the original animal. So the second one is just extra, it's surplus. It's as if you're being mafresh, a backup for the one that works. So just those two models, let's look inside the Gemara now. So again, Rabbi Yochanan, he holds, Bishma, the Rabbi Yochanan, I understand why a comparable case of a Yachid would die. Only because this is Tzibur, we say don't die, but had the same exact scenario been by a Yachid, we would say die. What's the case? So, Kidi Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, HaKol Modin, everybody agrees, She'en Im Niskaper, B'She'en Avuda, Avuda Mesa. So let's see the case as follows. A guy loses animal A, it's Avuda. And then he finds an animal B to use. So if he's mechaper on animal B, the din is animal A, the lost one dies. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that you use animal 2, the second Sar Lashem, and the first one dies. Very comparable. We hear the case again? When you don't, the original animal is not being used, that dies. So again, I lost A, I brought B, I found A, A is Avuda, so A dies, that's the din. It's a halacha Moshe Sinai. If you use Einu Avuda as a carbon, the Avuda that's found afterwards, that animal dies. So here as well, Rabbi Yochanan says you use the second animal, so the first one dies, very comparable. Elele Rav, according to Rav, Havale Kimafrish, Shtei Chatos, Lacharayos. Let's say I have to bring a carbon chatas. For whatever reason, I say, you know what, I want to be extra safe here. I am separating 2 goats from my chatas. 2. Just to have as extra, you know, backup. So the din is, V'amar Rebbe Oshaya, Hifrish, Shtei Chatos, Lacharayos. When I separate 2 animals, just as a backup, one to use and one as a backup, in case I lose the first one, the din is miskaper be'achas men, one that's used, hashnia tira, the second one is going to be grazed. That's grazed, it doesn't die. So the same thing here. Rav holds, the original Sar Lashem is used. I just have to have a second one because that's a gorab. So second one's unnecessary, it's like separating 2 animals for the same purpose. So according to him, in the Yachid example of Shtei Chatos for 1 Chatas, 2 animals for 1 Chatas, the extra one is Yira. So here as well, the extra one should be Yira. I mean, we're only saying the extra Sar Lashem, the second one is Yamus, because the Chatas at Tzibur in a Mesa. But had that been a case of Yachid, the Din would be Mesa, would die. But when they have the model now of Shtei Chatos La'acharayos, the second one does not die, it actually is going to be Yira. So it's not Mesa. So this does not work out well for Rav. So the Gemara explains, I tell you, it's a little bit confusing. Gemara says no. Kevan Dama Rava. Since Rava holds that Rav suffer like Rabbi Yossi. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. Damar Mitzvah Barisham. That the mitzvah is to use the first one. So then, it's Kimafish Libadami. Meikara Kimafish Libadami. It's not comparable. When we have this model we used before, where a person's Mafish Shtei Chatos L'Acharayos, we have 2 animals, for one chatas, they're both viable options. They're both equal. I could choose. So then we say yirim. But in this case here, when Rav says you must use, the animal dies. I have shnei seirim, sar mishalev dies. So I have sar lashem, and I'm mafrish a second goral with a new sar lashem and sar lazazo. The second one, I don't use the second one. So we initially said, oh, that's kemafrish shtei chatos for one chatas. No. Since there's a mitzvah to use the first one, the second one was never an option. For the mitzvah berishim, the second one becomes completely unnecessary. It's already kavud adami, and that would be a case that would say mesa. We wouldn't say it's kemafrish shtei chatos. Mafrish shtei chatos is when they're both options. A and B are both options. But in this case, they're not both options. The mitzvah is berishim. The second one I did was simply just to allow me to do a goral, but I couldn't use it. And therefore, from the beginning already was lost, is ready kavuda, and that's where he would say mesa. It's a bit confusing, maybe chazer afterwards if you want. Let's quickly recap. The Gemara started by saying here we found the final answer of Mechusar Zman, why we need a special pasuk to tell me that Tzemesh Alech is excluded from Mechusar Zman. It was a case of Mechusar Zman of Osu'es Beno, where if the animal, the Sar Lazazel, mother was shechted that day on Yom Kippur, because of a chola, you couldn't use that Sar Lazazel because of Osu'es Beno, which is a type of Mechusar Zman. Ah, there's no shechita by Sar Lazazel. How can you apply Osu'es Beno? So Gemara says, Dechiyasa Lutzuk, Zui Shechita, so that's equal to a shechita. Then we had Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan. When you use the sheni, one is used as the carbon, the extra one's used as a yira, so the din is Rav felt to use the original one. Rav Yochanan says you do carbon from the second one. The Machlokas was whether you say Baal Chaim Nitchin or Ein Nitchin, the basis was using the Baal Mum Over as the model. Everybody agrees a Baal Mum Over is not Nidcha. When it loses the Baal Mum, you can use it. So is that a model for all other cases also by Chaim in Nidchen? Or maybe it's only by the Baal Mum Over do we say this din? By other Dechuyim, we would say Nidcha. That was Machlokas. We also discussed whether or not Arde Taroves is Nisha Deraisa or Nisha Medabanam by the Baal Mum. Then we discussed, according to Rav, granted Rav says by Chaim in Nidchen, but you should be able to use either what, the first animal or the second animal. Both of them should be good options. And we said, no, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that mitzvah berishom. We said, maybe that's based on the Shkalim case, Al Beis Gimel. We said, that's not arrived from that case, it's not comparable. It must be from the case of the Karim Pesach, where you lost one, you did another one, you have both in front of you. Rabbi Yossi says, use the first one, because mitzvah berishon, unless the second one is more mufchar. But then we said that the Mishnah was more meduyik like Rav, the Brice is more meduyik like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody could be who they felt that Baal Chaim Nidchin, but the Machlokas was only in the world of the Shita of Chachamim. And then we brought this last Raya, this complicated Mishnah, that although Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa, Yachid would be Mesa. Is that compared to Avuda Ein Avuda, that Rabbi Yochanan, that the original one is lost, and you have to go Mesa, or is it compared to Shtei Chatalos Lacharayos, which is more like Rav, and we figured out, even for Rav would say, normally Shtei Chatalos would be Tira, but in this case, since the mitzvah is Berishona, when you separated the second one, that was completely extra and superfluous, and therefore it would be not Yira, but it would actually be Mesa as well. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.